Plant-based, vegan, fake meat, beyond meat. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Whatever you want to call them, there's no doubt that alternative meats are skyrocketing in popularity. But take a look at what these foods are made from. Plant-based meat is not as healthy as you would think. I asked Managing Director for the Center for Consumer Freedom, Will Coggan, about, in his words, eyebrow-raising ingredients, and he said,
there's a whole list of them. It depends on the product, but you'll find stuff in there like methylcellulose, which is something you would find also in laxatives. You can find some other ingredients you might find in flooring. I don't know if you remember, a few years ago, there was a big scandal about people were angry that there was a chemical in the bread of Subway that was also found in yoga mats. Well, if you look at some of these highly processed plant-based veggie burgers and other similar products, you'll find a lot of those kinds of links as well.
Wow. Now, I know that the stock for Beyond Meat went crazy. Are they suspect at all?
Yeah, certainly. Again, this is not a product that grows on a vine or on a tree. This is industrial products. Beyond Meat has a number of processed ingredients, and they have to do that to make these things work. Again, it's not natural. You know, if you got, let's say, a beef burger, you're probably going to have three ingredients, beef and then salt and pepper for seasoning. But these, to mimic the mouthfeel of meat, to try to mimic the taste of real meat, they have to use chemical processing to get there.
I guess I now understand why the product's name is Beyond Meat. Oh, boy. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.